Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from 1 Chronicles chapters 5 through 9 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Lord God, as we wake up this morning, Lord God, and acknowledge that you are our Lord and our Savior, that you are the true and the living God, that all power is in your hands. You are the Almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. Oh, Lord God, and we bow ourselves in your presence. We give honor to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty, for your majesty, for your greatness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace in our lives, your unmerited favor. Though we were worthy of death, you loved us, Lord, and you came forth through 42 generations and caused yourself to be a sacrifice for our sins. Though you knew no sins yourself, Lord God, we praise you and we give you honor this morning because you are the God of our salvation. You are our deliverer. You are our strength this morning. You are our healer this morning. You are our way maker, our provision. You are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And we glorify your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Wash us this morning, Lord God, of everything that is not like you. Wash us, Lord God, as we walk through the world, Lord God, and we hear different things, Lord God. From time to time, things try to attach to us, but God, Father, in the name of Jesus, burn off the dross, Lord God. Burn off the chaff, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Burn off the unusable parts right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and cause every in our body to align itself with your spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind weakness and sickness and all manner of condition and affliction right now, affecting your people. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I speak life and peace into the atmosphere right now in Jesus' name. Peace down to your bones. Peace down through the marrow of your body. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in your mind. Peace in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. And suddenly, chaos will cease. Peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we honor you today. Hallelujah. We give you glory, oh God, honor and praise, Lord, as we come into your word on today, asking, Lord God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we go forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Awaken, Lord God, our senses, Lord, that we receive your spirit today. Lord God, open up revelation of your word, Lord, directly from your throne. Send it forth unto us, Lord God, and give us that we have need of. Oh, Lord God, to go forth through this day and the days to come that you've given us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We give glory and honor. Amen. To the God of the universe. Amen. To the God of creation. To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We give him honor. We give him praise. And we glorify his name. Amen. Because there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus. Amen. And we give him honor today. We're coming from 1 Chronicles 5 through 9 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn. But because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler although the birthright was Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Jael were Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shemai, his Reah, his son, Baal, his son, Bera, his son, and whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was the leader of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families. When the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief, Jeel, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aor as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness to this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hands, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area eastward of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Shalka. Jael was the chief, Chapim the next, then Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan, and their brethren of their father's house, Thoth, Meshulam, Sheba, Jerai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. Those were the children of Abihail, the son of Uri, the son of Jeriah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahai, the son of Abediel, the son of Guni, was chief of their father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all the common lands of Sharon, within their borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,706 valiant men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Getur, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in battle. He heeded their prayer, because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men, for many fell dead because the war was God's. And they dwelt in their place until the captivity. So the children of the half tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their number increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senur, or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their father's house: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Ezreel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their fathers' houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Gohath, and Merari. The sons of Gohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziah. Children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, and Phinehas begot Abishua. Abishua begot Buki, and Buki begot Uzi. Uzi begot Zeriah, and Zeriah begot Miriel. Miriel begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Ahimez, and Ahimez begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Johanan. Johanan begot Azariah. It was he who ministered as priest in the temple that that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Shalom. Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah. Azariah begot Seraiah, and Seraiah begot Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into captivity by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziah. The sons of Merari were Miley and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites, according to their fathers. Of Gershon were Libni, his son, Jahath, his son, Zimmah, his son, Joah, his son, Idu, his son, Zerah, his son, and Jethri, his son. The sons of Kohath were Amminadab, his son, Korah, his son, Asur, his son, Elkanah, his son, Abiasaph, his son, Asur, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriah, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Shaul, his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimaaz. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophi, his son, Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jerem, his son, and Elkanah, his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah, the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzzah, his son, Shimei, his son, Haggiah, his son, and Azariah, his son. Now these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. They were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meeting until Samuel had built the house of the Lord had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. And these are the ones who ministered with their sons of the Kohathites. Were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zu, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Nahath, the son of Asur, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood at his right hand, was Ahaz, the son of Barashiah, the son of Shemiah, the son of Michael, the son of Bathsheah, the son of Malchisa, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. Their brethren, the son of Merari, on the left hand were Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Malchus, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shimar, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the Levites, were appointed to every kind of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the Abishua, his son, Buki, his son, Uzi, his son, Zerahiah, his son, Merot, Merios, his son, Amariah, his son, Ahitub, his son, Zadok, his son, Ahimez, his son. Now these are their dwelling territories throughout their settlements in their territory, for they were given by lot to the sons of Aaron and of the family of the Kohathites. They gave them Hebron and the land of Judah with its surrounding common lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave one of the cities of refuge, Hebron, also Libna, with its common land, Jatir, Ashtemoah, with its common lands, and Hillen, with its common lands, Debir, with its common lands, Ashan, with its common lands, and Beth Shemesh, with its common lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba, with its common lands, Elemeth, common lands, and Naph, with its common lands, all their cities among their families were 13. To the rest of the family of the tribe of the Goethites, they gave by lot 10 cities from half the tribe of Manasseh. And to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, they gave 13 cities from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, throughout their families, they gave 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, and from the tribe of Gad, from the tribe of Zebulun. So the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands to the Levites, and they gave by lot from the tribe of the children of Judah, and from the tribe of the children of Simeon, and from the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. Now some of the families of the son of Kohath were given cities as their territory from the tribe of Ephraim, and they gave one of the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its common lands, in the mountains of common lands, and Chechmeim with its common lands, Beth Horon with its common lands, and Ajalon with its common lands, and Gath Rimmon with its common lands, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, and Nir with its common lands, and Bileam with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan in Golan in Bashan with its common lands, and Ashtaroth with its common lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its common lands, Debirath with its common lands, Ramoth with its common lands, and Nim with its common lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its common lands, Abdon with its common lands, Hukuk with its common lands, Rahab with its common lands, and from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common lands, Hammon with its common land, and Kirjatham with its common lands. From the tribe of Zebulun, the rest of the children of Merari were given Rimmon with its common lands, and Tabor with its common lands. And on the other side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, they were given from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its common lands, Jazah and its common lands, Kedemoth with its common lands, and Mephath with its common lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common lands, Mahanaim with its common lands, and Heshbon with its common lands, Jazer with its common lands. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jesub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jemai, Jibsam, and Shamuel, heads of their father's house. The sons of Tola were mighty men of valor in their generations. Their numbers in the days of David were 22,600. And the sons of Uzi was Izrahiah. And the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men, and with them by their generation, according to their father's house, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Beshi, and Zediah, three in all. The sons of Bela were Eshbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, five in all. They were heads of their father's houses, and they were listed by their genealogies, 22,034 mighty men of valor. The sons of Beshi, Besher were Zimra, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anoth, and Elamath. All these are the sons of Besher, and they were recorded by genealogy according to their generations, heads of their father's houses, 20,200 mighty men of valor. The sons of Zediel was Behan, and the sons of Behan were Jaash, Benjamin, Ehud, Chaniah, Zethan, Barshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Zediel were heads of their father's houses. There were 17,200 mighty men of valor, fit to go out to war and battle. Shupan and Hupan were the sons of Eri, and Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom, and the sons of Bilha. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Makar, the son of Gilead, the father of Azriel. Makar took as a wife the sister of Hupen and Shupen, whose name was Makah. The name of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begot only daughters. Makah, the wife of Makar, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. The name of his brother was Jeresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Makar, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamolekath, bore Ishhod and Abiezer, and Mela. The sons of Shemida and Ahian, Shisham, Luhi, and Anayim. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthela, Bered, his son, Pekath his son, Elada his son, Pekath his son, Debad his son, Shuthela his son, and Ezer and Eliad. The men of Gath who were born in that land killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. Now his daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shira, and Repha his son, as well as Shepha and Pila his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east of Naran, to the west of Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Ayah and its towns, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Bethshean and its towns, Tanakh and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malchiah, who was the father of Birzath. And Heber begot Shomer, Hatem, and his sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasha, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shemer were Ahai, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amai. The sons of Zophah were Shua, Harnifer, Shuel, Biri, Imra, Bezer, Hud, Shema, Shisha, and Era. The sons of Eula were Era, Peniel, and Reziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their mighty men of valor, chief leaders, and they were recorded by genealogies among the army fit for battle. Their number was 26,000. Now Benjamin begot Bela, the firstborn, Ashbel, the second, Ahara, the third, Noah, the fourth, and Rapha, the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahiah, Gerah, Shephufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud, who were the heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and who forced them to move to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera were forced to move. He begot Uzzah and Ahihud. Jehoram had children in the country of Moab after he had sent away Husham and Bera, his wife. By Hadesh, his wife, he begot Jobab and Zabiah, Meshal, Malcham, Ziuz, Shapiah, and Mirbah. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. By Husham, he begot Abijub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal were Eber and Misham and Shemed, who built Ono and Lud with its towns, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses, of the inhabitants of Ahijalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath, Ahio, Shazak, Zeramoth, Zebadiah, Arag, Ederbah, and Jeha were the sons of Beriah. Zebadiah, Meshelem, Hezeki, Heber, Ishmerai, Ziliah, and Jobah were the sons of Elpal. Jakim, Zakiri, Dabdi, Elianai, Delithai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishban, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, and Nathajah. Ipadiah and Penuel were the sons of Shatak, Shimri, Shariah, Ethliah, Jezreah, Elijah, and Shikri were the sons of Jerem. These are the heads of the houses of, by their generation, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. Now the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Makah, dwelt at Gibeon, and his firstborn was Adon, and Zur, and Kesh, Baal, Nadab, Kedur, Ahio, Zesher, and Miklah, who begot Shemiah. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Melshua, Abinadab, and Ishbaal. The sons of Jonathan were Mirabaal, and Mirabaal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tiriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Joadah, and Joadah begot Elameth, Esmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Biniah, Rapha, Eliezer, his son, and Elza, his son. Elza had six sons, whose names were these: Azrikam, Bosheru, Ishmael, Shariah, Elwadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Aziel, the son of Esek, his brother, were Elam, his firstborn, Jewish, his second, and Eliphaz, his third. The sons of Ulam were the mighty men of valor, archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all, and were all sons of Benjamin. So all Jerusalem was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness, and the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and the Nethinim. Now in Jerusalem, the children of Judah dwelt, and some of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai, the son of Amihud, the son of Omri, the son of Eri, the son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, the son of Judah, and of the Shulamites, Asaiah, the son of the firstborn of his sons, and of Jerah, Juel, and their brethren, 690. Of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hashuna, Ibaniah, the son of Jehoram, Elah, the son of Usi, the son of Mishri, Meshula, the son of Jephthiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibda, the son, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were head of their father's house and in their father's houses. Of the priests, Jedidiah, Jehoreb, and Jacob, Ezariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meriel, the son of Ahitub, the officer over the house of God, Adadiah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Beshur, the son of Melchizedek, Messiah, the son of Adiel, the son of Jeshdera, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshelmeth, the son of Emer, and their brethren, heads of their father's houses, 1,760. They were very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Heshub, the son of Ezricam, the son of Hashabiah, the sons of Miri, Beth-Bethkar, Hesra, Galel, and Mattiah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Bedathum, the son of Beriaka, the son of Asa, the son of Elkiah, who lived in the villages of the Nephthonites. And the gatekeepers were Shalom, Naaman, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the camps of the children of Levi at the king's gate on the east. Shalom bore Kori, the son of Abisaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house. The Korahites were in charge. The Korahites were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance of the camp of the Lord, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been the officer over them in time past. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was keeper of the door of the tabernacle of meeting. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their trusted office. So they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by assignment. The gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had to come with them from time to time for 7 days. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility, and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Some of them were in charge of the serving vessels, for they were brought in and took them out by count. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings and over all the implements of the sanctuary and over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment and the spices. Matthias, the son of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, had the trusted office over the things that baked in the pans, and some of their brethren of the sons of the Korahites were in charge of preparing the showbread for every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of the father's houses of Levites, who lodged in the chambers and were free from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the father's houses of the Levites were heads throughout their generations. They dwelt in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Makkah, dwelt at Gibeon. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zer, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Kedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth begot Shemiam. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish. Kish begot Saul. Saul begot Jonathan, Melshua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan were Mirabel, and Mirabel begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Terah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Zerah, and Zerah begot Elimeth, Esmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Benia, and Raphiah his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had six sons whose names were these: Ezrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. I have read and you have heard from 1 Chronicles chapters 5 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray, amen, that the blessing of the Lord be over your life, and that you allow the Lord, amen, to bless you, to keep you, and to nourish you in his word and in his spirit. Amen. That you have a resounding yes in your soul, in your mind, and even in your members to say yes to the will of the Lord, yes to this relationship, because this relationship, amen, will help you with every other relationship you have under the sun. Amen. The Lord is our Father. He wants to lead us and to guide us into all understanding and into every secret of life, those things that are perceived as secrets. The Lord knows all, and he is able to direct you in every area of your life, and he will direct you even in your purpose and into your greatness. Oh, we give glory and honor to God on today. He is the Lord of our salvation. His name is Jesus, and there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Call upon his name today. The word tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. No ifs, no ands, and no buts about it. Amen. If your heart, amen, is ready, your heart is ripe, and you are giving the Lord a true and honest to goodness yes, he will meet you in the midst of your yes. He will save you. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he will set you on a path of righteousness and truth and holiness. He will set you up and so that your relationship with him is clear, and so that every word that you speak, amen, is heard in the ears of God. Not that it wasn't heard before, because he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But as a member of the family of God, you have an inheritance in him. Amen. That no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. No weapon that's formed will prosper. We give glory and honor to God today. Amen. God bless you and anoint you today. I hope you will continue to be with me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.